So this Sunday, the Lord is giving us a challenge. And the challenge goes as follows. We just heard it in the gospel. If you do not accept the kingdom of God like a child, you will not enter it. And then I was thinking, why would the Lord ask us to accept the kingdom like a child, to become a child in order to enter the kingdom of heaven? And then I had three thoughts. The first one, we have children and their parents. When children notice that their parents are gone, that their parents are out of their sight, they become restless. And they start asking for mom and for dad. And some of them cry until mom and dad shows up. And it's not until mom and dad shows up that they become quiet, that they are at peace. And what can we learn from that? Sometimes God, our Father, might seem to be out of our sight. Sometimes we might ask Him to do something and it doesn't seem to come when we expect it. Sometimes we pray and we still feel a little bit restless, sad. And sometimes we might even think that God is not listening to our prayers. And what should we do then? We should be like children. Instead of giving up on God, we should start crying out for Him. We should start asking others, and where is my Father and where is God? We should start longing for God all the more, like children long for their parents when they cannot see them, and thus find rest once we can have a close experience of God again. My second thought, children live in the present moment. I'm not a parent, but I visit the school often and teach catechism as well for First Communion, and I have never found the first child sitting and being worried about what's going to happen to him in 3 months, or sitting sad and anxious or regretting something that they might have done 5 months before. Children are very much in the present moment. They are very much in the present moment, enjoying life, enjoying the experiences that God, that life offers as they come. And God wants to be present for us in the present moment as well. He wants to meet us in the present moment as well. And we will surely find Him reaching out to us if we stay again like children in the present moment, enjoying life as it comes, or facing the struggles of life as they come as well. And third, children trust wholeheartedly in their parents. And I've noticed that especially when they want to reach something that's like on the counter or on a table that they cannot reach, they just raise their hands and they know that their mom or dad will come and lift them up. Sometimes they don't even ask. They just raise their hands knowing that mom and dad will come and help them reach whatever they want to get from the table or from the counter. And I think we should learn that from children as well. When it comes to life, sometimes we face the fact that we are little, that we are weak, that we need help. And it is then that we should raise up our hands to God and trust that with Him, because He loves us, because He cares for us, and because He is mighty and powerful, He will come and help us reach those places that we cannot because we might be little and in need of His help. So today, I invite us to accept the kingdom like children would, to trust in God wholeheartedly, to live in the present moment and meet God in the present moment, and to trust that He cares for us, that He loves us, that He is powerful, mighty, and that He will, if we present to Him our weakness and our need for Him, He will make up for what is needed for us to reach the heights that He has in store for us.